ice cream. I fight candy.
Oh, yeah. You
I
used
fight
to
all
scarf
this.
Scarf
shit,
ice cream.
I scarf ice cream. I scarf milk.
What was your darkest ice cream hours?
My like darkest time of all time. I was just telling your dad. I was at your dad's house.
He could be your spot. Well, no, he's actually
not.
He's using. My dad's on K&A with ice cream.
He's acting like he's not using.
Phil uses ice cream. Phil's a user. I'll catch him. I'll be down watching TV. You know me. I'm a night owl, so I'm down there. I'll see Phil come down at around 1 a.m.
Oh.
Shirtless. Big-ass gut in the kitchen. Just.
Bit of a fruit bat, dude.
He's a complete fruit bat. He's an Australian fruit bat. Turn around. I say, Phil, what the hell are you doing out there? He's like, what? What?
My dad's a primetime user, dude. Every after like a Sunday dinner, it's the gallons come out of the fridge.
His eyes lit up when I told him I had a problem. He's like, you got a problem with ice cream? And I was like, dude, I got a hand-packed pint and I got a milkshake to go for the road.
Thankfully, I don't have any problems.
Just to get home. They got a place that's doing buy one, get one freeze right now.
Of with what?
Milkshakes.
That was your fatherly milkshakes?
True.
24-ounce milkshakes.
That's all I do. Shit,
where?
This ice cream place that opened up near my house.
God damn.
Oh, man.
They deliver. Buy one, get one free.
They get a delivered milkshake. Sucks, dude. It's warm. You just chug it down. You're like, why am I doing this?
I use twice. So I'm done.
It'd be so
good. You used twice?
I use twice and I'm done.
You taste it?
I'm done.
You OD'd?
I don't want to think about it anymore. I just want to drink beers.
What'd you have? What'd you OD on?
Two vanilla milkshakes with whipped cream.
You got two at once?
I got 48 ounces of milkshake.
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
You doubled up? You got two?
I doubled up, yeah.
You got 48 ounces of milkshake?
Take your white wig off, dude.
You shot...
What?
What the fuck?
That's chaos.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, this at least gives me results.
It's dark,
bro. So does that happiness.
Yeah,
true.
No, it doesn't. As soon as you're done with that, that's
But the whole time is nirvana. People do heroin. They feel horrible afterwards.
I think you shot... That's shooting two bags.
What?
He shot two bags.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He tried to hot shot himself. With the whipped cream.
Whipped cream?
That's the fentanyl, dude.
It's 50 cents.
Oh, fuck, dude. Was
they
this
probably make a lot of money on cans of whipped cream?
Were these
50 cents per fucking
Were these pizza place milkshakes?
Pretty much. It's like an ice cream place that just opened up, Powden Village.
Pause.
Is it like an ice cream place run by like an Egyptian dude?
I don't know. It's Uber Eats. Buy one, get one free. I hit a button.
When my sister was recovering from her addiction to heroin, she just they love sugar.
Yeah, they love sweets, dude.
She would be like, and I was at home. It was during COVID. I was at home a lot. And I was like, yo, chill on the fucking sugar. Like, and she's like, what? I don't even have any sugar. I'm like, all right. I'm not giving anybody shit, but you have way too much sugar. That's what's fucking up a little bit. And she'd be like, no, I'm getting coffee. She would go to Sheetz and get just a giant milkshake, dude.
Oh.
She would call it coffee.
Dude. Yeah.
It was like their iced coffee.
Yeah.
Caramel.
Kumada type
it had fucking whipped cream and Reese's on top of it. I was like, dude, this is
like, what? I'm having a morning coffee.
Like, all right, dude.
That's every morning at that Aramango Avenue Wawa. It's the most milkshakes, all that shit. And they're all like the
What?
Why are you mocking me?
Bill's a cappuccino guy.
I mean, he told me he was a cappuccino.
He likes cappuccinos.
You're a cappuccino.
Dude, I was just telling him about Pavarotti. He never knew about Pavarotti.
Sweet. Cappuccino.
You like the cappuccinis?
Yeah, dude.
Sweet baby Billy loves the sweet cappuccino.
He's all right.
Because he's coming
Are you sipping cappuccinis at the Aramango Wawa?
What are you doing with the cappuccinis?
Dude, I've just been hitting cappuccinos.
Awesome, dude.
Are you doing mocha alert from Wawa?
No, it's just the espresso. It's just the espresso.
Really?
Dude, did it
a little frothy
again?
Milk? A
little Vespa, Billy.
What's wrong? Are they bad for you? I don't know if they're bad for you. They're bad for you.
It's for girls.
It's for girls?
I'll be honest.
I mean, my mom had.
In the spirit of solidarity, I've been fucking with almond milk lattes, dude. So
yeah,
I'm on my basic bitch shit.
I just do like cappuccino.
That's kind of
dude. Almond milk?
Actually,
bullshit.
sorry, coconut
Paul
milk.
Paul Saldino
coconut
would have
milk
your
latte,
ass if you had almond milk.
Coconut milk latte.
Where are the udders on
And a vape pen, dude. Get me on my basic bitch shit, dude. It's over.
Where are the udders?
Yo, dude, I'm acting in solidarity with you. You stab me in the back.
No, that's gay. Fucking cappuccinos are alpha as fuck.
Cappuccinos are alpha.
I go into fucking Starbucks in the morning.
That's what the wilds get, dude.
I go into Starbucks in the morning right now because my Aramango Avenue Wawa's fucked up right now, and I'm getting fucking pissed at them.
Is there a Starbucks?
I go to $4 when I fucking go on Aramango Avenue in York. I roll in there hard as fuck, dude. I just go, yo, I'm not going to say grande. Give me a large one. I'm not saying the gay
obviously.
Shit, dude.
That's standard protocol.
And then I get it and I leave and I'm happy.
What about a cappuccino is better than a coffee?
I don't know. It's just fucking getting cold.
Cappuccinos aren't very good.
It's getting cold out. I don't know if that, they might be bad for you. Like, I don't know.
They're good.
No, they're fine.
Yeah. They're fine?
Yeah, they're
it's
healthy.
It's just milk. It's just, it's not even half.
It's Mediterranean diet.
It's just a little bit more milk with espresso.
Yeah. No, I've been getting half and half in my
coffee. That's when I started, when I was a young man. French vanilla cappuccinos.
Yeah,
those are bad for you.
One little shot of espresso and a fucking.
Is that when you were in Spain?
No, Spain had good coffee. Just those little Spain tiny
Billis.
Cups.
Spain Billis.
Spain. Oh yeah, Spain Billis.
Yeah,
that's a funny joke. Did you come up with that? Did you put your name in my name?
I mean, no. Like because
you love
it.
Me. Dude,
we combine
you're
it.
Obsessed.
We combine it. We combine
yeah,
it.
I'm obsessed with you. Okay. Anyway, how's your sketches going?
Dude, I can't believe you threw me under the bus. You were drowning. I was like,
you were
drowning.
You were any life raft. You just grabbed it, dunked his head underwater, dude.
Hot potato, hot potato. I'm not holding that, bro. You got to spike the mic if you're going to hit sweet.
True.
Be fucking normal. Dude, the shit they're doing in Qatar is fucking me up.
What are they doing?
My dog, we need a Bud Light run out of you.
Sean.
Sean, do what we say.
A fucking Twitter with 1,900 followers just named us top five political podcast.
War Motors?
Yeah.
Really? Us?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where there were Tim Dillon, Drinking Bros, and some other people.
You guys are top five political.
Do you feel comfortable talking about your current professional situation?
My what?
Your current professional situation?
Yeah, I'm fucking hitting the high road.
I'm Bill, so proud of you.
I'm so pumped, bro. Billy's getting his Ludus, dude. He's getting his wooden sword. And
I have to go on my hero's journey.
It's time.
With Spade.
You must.
You guys not a full hero's journey. Got Spade with me.
No, yeah, dude. It's like Shrek and Donkey, dude. You guys got a little thing going.
It's more like Hodor and Bran.
Same.
Spade sees the future. I just fucking keep on trucking.
True. Spade does see
Hodor.
The future.
Huh?
Spade, do you see the future?
I wish, dude. I used to be able to see the future. No, not so much anymore.
Spade said he has a fucking wild-ass vision when he was young. The whole room went black and everything was
everything
different.
Did go black when I was like 12.
Fucking crazy.
For what?
Yeah. I was studying for the PSATs. I was sitting at a desk. Everything went black. And like when I say like I went into nothing, I went into nothing.
You entered the void.
And then I came back. I like woke up and I went downstairs and I was never the same again. I was like, oh, I'm a grown up now. It was fucking bizarre.
Whoa.
Before that, I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
I was a unit. Me and Bill were talking about it today. Like fucking like, dude, when you're little, I was cracking up on what was that, 12 Days of Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
There's some shit in 12 Days of Christmas that we used to sing at Old St. Thomas, like, and I think it's like laying eggs. And like fart says laying eggs was like fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like I'd love to go back to that innocence, dude. You know what I mean?
You went into the abyss.
And I hit third grade, I started saying fuck. Fourth grade, I fucking took a note. Like it was like we were writing a goodbye note to our teacher. I was like, you're a bitch.
Fourth grade?
Yeah, she totally read my handwriting and she goes, Andrew, hallway. Now I immediately started crying. Everybody's calling me a bitch. Fucking backfire. Fuck. Yeah.
I've never cried in grade school, thank God.
Sweet Gardarini. I had my like miraculous medal and I think we're playing in the recess yard and Pat, my cousin, kind of ripped it and it broke and I had to like, I stifled it, but I was very close to crying.
Really?
I did Eyes in the Sun. I was like, dude, fucking
sweating.
I was fucking.
Yeah, I cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
That was, whoa, what the fuck? Dude?
What'd you cry about?
What the fuck?
What'd you cry about?
What'd you cry about?
You're going to be mean about it. What do you mean?
What'd
you
cry about?
No shit.
I'm just saying.
What?
You seem like you had a fucking mighty spaz in you. Long fuse. I think long fuse. No, no, no.
You want to talk
no,
big
no, no,
spazzes?
No. I'm just saying long fuse, but when it happens, the top
no,
pop.
No, I'm actually.
Last time he spazzed, dude. Yeah. Last week when he spazzed,
you
he
scare
said
people,
pretty
dude.
Mean
you
stuff.
Fucking freak.
I just say.
You're
a freak,
week?
Dude.
What he said some pretty mean things.
What I spaz on last
I
week.
I never spaz.
You never spaz?
I don't think I've ever. I don't know when. Like a hard spaz? Almost never.
He's calling you long fuse as when the Tony pops. It's coming then.
It still hasn't come.
Oh, it's going to be
even when you're little?
I mean, maybe when I was little. Yeah, the closest thing I can think of is spazzing is like.
Spaz on your sisters?
Getting sent up to my room and being like, I'm not. Like, that's a very young man, though.
That's
spaz. I know. That's post, what I'm
post cum,
I'm,
I don't think
we're talking
spaz.
About back. We're talking about crying in grade school. We're not
actually,
talking about right
no,
now.
No, I know.
You're cool,
good,
calm, and collected.
That's the start of a pretty good idea because, like, post-cumming.
Post-cum, I
don't
spaz. Yeah.
He spazzes post-cum. Until you.
Post-cum.
Until you can.
Once you can crumb.
Spaz.
Oh,
after your first crumb, you don't spaz.
I've been some post-cum spazzes in my life.
Yeah, you are a spaz, though.
I'm a big-time spaz.
Yeah.
Spaz out.
I think my blood pressure is going to go down.
Really?
I mean, I drive all day long in Philly. It makes you irate.
Dude.
Phil, it's a big world, bro.
When I was driving down here, I had a moment where I rarely have them.
Yeah. I got three words. I got three bad words, you're not allowed to say.
I was driving and I was like, shit's good, dude. Shit's really fucking good. I was very happy.
Sorry, it's and so then, funny yeah. where you went with that. You're like, yeah.
Well, no. You start talking about traffic. I mean,
no, and then sure. I got cut yeah. off. I went from literally almost crying happy.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, damn. I'm going home for Thanksgiving. Everything's dude. Good. I love everybody. This is sick. What's better than this, dude? I get to come to Philly and josh around with my pals.
Rules.
Yeah. What the fuck? What am I complaining about all the time? This is as good as it gets.
True.
And then Hypebeast cut me off.
I got Power furious.
Easy season four.
And then I got furious.
Damn,
dude.
The bubbles were fucking. Yeah. You hit your magma core.
It got me.
Your fucking volcanic core.
But I'm trying to think of spaz.
If you didn't drive,
I don't think I fully spazzed.
Last time I spazzed was when the city came after me. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I was driving around, not crying, but crying.
Hot
like,
face.
Not crying, but fucking shaky voice.
Yeah.
Vertigo.
Anyone calling me, I'm screaming at them.
they're trying to take your house.
What's that movie with Denzel Washington where he goes in the place with a bomb strapped to his chest to save his kid?
Man on Fire or something?
Yeah. Yeah. John Q.
John Q,
yeah. You had a good 2 years where you were convinced, and you know, you had a reason to be convinced that the city was going to take your house.
Oh, yeah. I was spazzed, yeah. But, you know, I was thinking, I was listening to some Malcolm X clips. Denzel sounds exactly like Malcolm X.
You know, he played Malcolm X?
I know, but it's insane how, they sound exactly the same, dude. It's wild.
Yeah, I can see that. I never thought about
that. Sorry, sidetrack.
I can see them sounding pretty similar.
Why?
Similar cadence. Flow.
Have you heard a lot of Malcolm
X music? Dude,
exactly.
I was playing.
I thought you were just spitballing.
No.
I was playing. I was like, same cadence.
I like that. I've listened to some Malcolm X.
Malcolm X does rule.
Yeah.
What a turnaround he's had in our culture.
Dude.
Everybody's kind of being like, all right, Malcolm X wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was all MLK was the man. Malcolm was kind of in the
MLK
middle.
MLK is still a man.
Malcolm was in the middle.
I mean, what the fuck, dude?
That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
And we're letting things bring us down?
But then, yeah, now MLK, everyone's like, fuck MLK. Now, Malcolm's where we got to be. A lot of people, I'm telling you.
They call him a misogynist.
The libs hated on MLK. He's colorblind racism, dude.
I mean, they killed him. The Democrats
dumb,
killed him.
They just follow the media.
Democrats.
Dude,
you call them the Democrats?
Yeah. Democrats.
Democrats.
The Demon Rats?
Demon Rats.
The Demon Rats?
Yeah, I hate that.
Fucking Democrats.
Sheeple follow the red media. Yeah. They don't care.